What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
You know, Jones, I think we have a first.
Yes.
In the years that I've been doing this, we have a first. Heather's joining us now, and we usually get like a little bio on who we're going to speak to.
Yep.
For the first time in the break, Heather said, I did some research on you.
She did say that.
I did some research
on you
guys.
She came with notes, too.
She has notes down. Yeah. She probably has questions for us, which I'm nervous about.
Yeah,
she
me
was
too.
Like, yeah. She's like, you guys used to do a show together. Then you didn't. Now you do again. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
How about this?
Yeah, seriously.
You're pretty good. Welcome to the show, though, Heather. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you. And thank you and WEI and the Red Sox for doing this.
Well, thanks for coming on. Can you tell us a little bit about your story?
Yeah. First of all, I'm here in support of, but I'm alive because of Dana-Farber. So 14 years ago, I came down with a very rare form of lung cancer for which there was, and there is still not yet, a cure. I went through quick early chemo that didn't work, sort of generic chemo, had two major lung surgeries, and I was cancer-free for about 8 years. At the beginning of my journey, my surgeon said, the longest anybody I know of has lasted with what you have was 7 years. So at year eight, after incredible care and check-ins with Dana-Farber, where it was clear that my oncologist and Dr. Yana, my current oncologist, were doing the basic research behind the kind of cancer I had, an EGFR, and in my case, EGFR exon 20, and we're translating that into treatments. So at year eight, one of those treatments was available, and I became a part of a clinical trial, and I was successful at keeping off cancer for 4 years in that trial, and now I'm in chemo. But I want to say that whole journey was fueled by funds from the government and funds from big and small donors that have made all of this set of discoveries and treatments that are enabling people like me to survive possible.
Wow.
So I'm a very grateful patient.
Well, and I mean, this is why, you know, people like Heather are so great to have on, because I, you know, that we can't describe it any better than that. So the phone number again is 877-738-1234. You can text KCANCER to 56512 as well. Now, we're joined here as well by Dr. Passiani with Heather. And we were talking a little bit off the air while she was grilling us about our radio history. And you were saying that the money that goes to these clinical trials, and this is really a proof of concept of that, really.
Yes, absolutely. Heather participated in a clinical trial for her specific type of lung cancer. As she said, it's relatively uncommon. As a result of that participation, the trial was a success, and the drug has now received regulatory approval and is available for everybody. And that is the benefit of clinical trials through patients like Heather who participate in trials. New knowledge is gained, and that ultimately then allows new medicines, if they're approved, to be available for everyone, which is fantastic.
Now, Heather, how important is that relationship with the doctors, with the nurses, getting you not only the treatment that you need, but just everything that's all around?
Incredibly important. I stepped back to when I was preparing for this and, you know, did a lot of thinking about it. And I, in my own career, studied how systems operate and how they support the organizations that provide services to human beings. My observation about Dana-Farber is that it is a place with incredibly knowledgeable and competent people who are also kind and compassionate. It's a place where I have Dr. Yana, who is doing basic research, translating into treatments, and also a clinician seeing me. And the kind of of knowledge and kindness and compassion goes from my team, my oncology nurse, right down to the Ethiopians who park the cars. So as a system, Dana-Farber has a culture that supports the kinds of things I just described. It's incredible. I also want to mention one other thing. The last 5 years, I've been at Dana-Farber every 3 weeks for a day or two. That's over 100 times. I sit and I observe. The other thing I see is the incredible support of family and friends. You cannot be there without feeling and seeing that. And I have visions in my head. One of them is I'm getting on the elevator at the end of a long day at Dana-Farber. Walking down toward the elevator is a man with a little boy who's probably 8. And they're walking along separate. They get in the elevator. They turn to face out. Dad puts his arm on his kid's shoulder and pats it. The kid leans in. Then they separate. And I have those kinds of images in my head of what does family and friends mean. It means that. So I get to witness that. And sometimes you get discouraged about what's happening in humankind. You come to Dana-Farber, you watch this, and you think, you know, we're all knit together. Every time I see things like that, Dad and the boy, I think, wow, I'm glad I'm here.
Well, and that's one of the things that just doing a handful of these now, and I haven't done as many as you, Keith. This is my third telethon. But, you know, you learn to, when we have especially pediatric patients on, they're treating the entire family, siblings, parents, you know, really they're all treated as, you know, members. And so it is a very special place. Dr. Yanni, the advancements in some of the targeted therapies that are out there, are there new developments on the horizon that can help patients live longer?
Absolutely. Both in their targeted therapies, which many of them are, oral medications like the clinical trial that Heather participated in, but there are new kinds of innovations in drugs that are also happening. Antibodies that are linked to medicines, so the antibodies sort of specifically delivering the medicine to the tumor cells, called antibody drug conjugates, as well as advances in immune therapy, where the goal is to reactivate the immune system to go after and fight the cancer. So there are lots of different things happening, and so it's an exciting time from the sort of research and clinical trial aspect of having new therapies and making sure that those therapies are coming to the clinic and are available to patients like Heather.
And so, Heather, how are you feeling today? What keeps you busy? What do you enjoy doing?
Well, I like one thing here. It says you refer to yourself as sort of interesting, quote unquote. I like that. So what is that?
Too much pressure on it. Yeah, that's good.
What does that mean?
I live part of my life in Midcoast, Maine. I love to be outdoors, hiking, walking. That's one thing. I like to write. I like to make things. I like to occasionally cause trouble. good trouble.
I was going to say, what kind of trouble?
Good trouble. And, you know, I stay connected with friends and family. I, you know, volunteer for my local library. You know, there's not a day that I, you know, I'm here that I'm not grateful that I'm here. And, having fun.
Okay, well, Keith said it right off the top. We've never been interviewed and had research done on our background here at the Jimmy Fund Telethon. So that is a first. Heather, Dr. Passiani, thank you for joining us here on day one of the Jimmy Fund Telethon and sharing your story.
And you guys are a delight. Thank you very much for doing this.
Yeah, well, it's...
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Again,
our honor, really. I appreciate it. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, we're happy to do it, and people like you are a big reason that number continues to go up over on the board. You can call toll-free 877-738 1234 or online, jimmyfund.org.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.